Thank you, and I'm delighted to be here, and I appreciate you all staying to the bitter end. We're the last session and last speakers, so let's see. I have no relationships to disclose, and I would like to recognize our project team. Dr. Tom Houston is PI on the project. There's actually two projects involved. I'm the PI on the other project, but the one I'm talking about, I'm co-PI. Heather Sobko, Dr. Connie Kohler, Jessica Williams, Heather Coley, Rajani Satisfin, and Dr. Daniel Ford. And we do this on behalf of the DPBRN and Quit Primo Collaborative Group. The purpose of the presentation is to describe the process that we used to develop email messages that are tailored to patients who smoke. The email messages are only one component of a multi-component electronic referral system that is part of a randomized controlled trial. So before we get into the development of the messages, I'd like to give you a brief overview of the study. It's actually, like I said, two studies, one for physician practices and one for dental practices. We've enrolled 101 dental practices and 73 medical practices. We hypothesized that the intervention practices will have a higher proportion of patient referrals to our tobacco cessation website that is called Decide to Quit, a higher proportion of patients who will go to Decide to Quit, and then a higher proportion of intervention patients who will actually quit smoking. Thus far, the 174 practices have referred a total of 2,306 smokers to the Decide to Quit website. Of those, 494 have actually registered on the website that provides assistance with quitting. And of those patients that actually registered on the website, 66% are female, 47% are between the ages of 35 and 54, 10% minority, and 65% have some college education, and they all smoke an average of 18 cigarettes per day. The Decide to Quit website is interactive and has numerous resources to assist patients in quitting. At registration, patients are randomized, and the intervention patients will have access to a wide variety of resources, including educational materials, tailored email messages from peers across the country, cost of smoking calculator, and counseling by a tobacco treatment specialist. The control group gets a more bland website that has educational resources. According to the literature, tailored health communications are highly effective in promoting and maintaining behavior change compared to standardized non-tailored interventions that are generic. Specifically, research has shown that messages tailored individually to a smoker shows more promise for success than the non-tailored, and using web applications such as email messaging to facilitate better change, behavior change, is economically feasible and can overcome geographic barriers. So combining the web-based technologies with tailored health communication strategies may effectively enhance smoking cessation efforts. Previous studies have shown a relationship between smoking cessation and number of websites visited. However, smokers frequently use the internet to seek information on smoking-related topics, and unfortunately, this often results in a one-time visit and no long-term engagement with the website. Therefore, our tailored email messages serve two purposes, and that is to promote smoking cessation and to encourage longitudinal use of the Decide to Quit website. We used a very structured process to develop the tailored email communications for our randomized controlled trial. The messages we developed were tailored to patients' readiness to quit, thinking about quitting, ready to quit, set a quit date, and quit. We assumed that any smoker visiting the website was at least thinking about quitting, so we did not include developing messages for not thinking about quitting or the pre-contemplation phase stage. The patient readiness to quit was self-reported when they registered, and with each subsequent login to the site, the stage changes each time based on what they report. We first reviewed the clinical guidelines for smoking cessation to be sure that any messages we developed would be consistent with the guidelines. We then reviewed the literature for smoking cessation tailored interventions. Our inclusion criteria for the articles was that it had to be peer-reviewed, published in the last 10 years, have an internet application, and compliant with the U.S. DHHS clinical practice guidelines for tobacco control. In framing our messages, we reviewed various behavior theories and made a decision to use constructs from the trans-theoretical model and health belief model, as these two models are focused on changing individual behavior, and they have been widely used in tobacco cessation programs and studies. From the two models, we use stages of change, self-efficacy, decisional balance, consciousness raising, perceived susceptibility, perceived barriers and benefits, and cues to action constructs. Then, to assist with framing those messages, we also used the four of the five R's from practice guidelines, and that was risk, rewards, roadblocks, and repetition. We used an iterative process to develop the messages from the constructs and processes. Each message is categorized according to the process or construct. The messages are positive and negative, include facilitators and barriers to quitting, and we maintained a reference and the theory for each message. Studies have shown that making the source personal increased the number of web sections visited. Therefore, we personalized the messages using terms such as we, our, team, and us. We also considered demographic profiles of smokers who might be visiting the Decide to Quit website, including age, sex, years of smoking, and special populations such as pregnancy and elderly. We developed 200 brief messages tailored to adult smokers on their readiness to quit. The messages were developed by RNs who have expertise in tobacco control, and after development, the messages were reviewed by tobacco control experts, including two physicians, two registered nurses, two tobacco treatment specialists, and a health behavior expert. Messages were revised based on comment and reviewed a second time by the same panel before finalizing. So examples of some of the messages for perceived severity and thinking about quitting, the subject line read, "Wow, that's a lot of dough," when the message was, "One pack of cigarettes per day for 10 years will cost you nearly $25,000. How much are you spending on smoking? To learn more, please visit," and that's our Decide to Quit website. Cues to action, ready to quit. Subject line was, "Get rid of temptation," and "Having cigarettes around may tempt you to smoke. Get rid of all cigarettes. Knowing you would have to go to the store just to have one will help you say it's not worth it." And then we had for each, you get the hang of it, I think, for each construct and then what stage they were in. The messages were sent twice the first week of registration and then once a week until all emails for the stage are exhausted. Once a patient changes their quit status, a new set of messages are initiated. All of the messages have an opt-out so that patients can stop the emails at any time. And so far, we've had very few, I think like two or three patients who opted out from receiving the emails. We have received positive comments from the provider nurses and dental hygienist, and they're the ones that are primarily making the referrals. We do have some dentists and some physicians, but it's more nurses and dental hygienists that are referring patients to the site. So limitations from what we've seen so far, using electronic messaging does not reach people that do not use the internet for a variety of reasons, including lack of interest, access, ability, or knowledge. Also, we don't know if the emails were actually opened or read by the intended audience. We did get some emails returned because the email was either entered wrong by the provider or was recognized as spam and then returned. But we think those numbers are small because there's so many emails going to each individual person. The implications, thank you. Tailoring email messages has a great potential for enhancing the effectiveness of smoking cessation programs, and it is a cost-effective method for reaching a greater number of people over a larger geographic area in real time. In summary, the messages not only remind smokers of the importance of quitting, but may motivate them to come back to the website or contact their physician or dentist for quitting support. Thank you.